here we are. It's time to jump in. You know exactly what the move is on Tuesday afternoons. Yep, it's time for another edition of the 2-2 Podcast. Listen, I'm so glad and grateful you could join me today. We're continuing our series entitled Go with a message I don't want you to miss a moment of. So you know the move. Grab your friends. Grab your family. Grab your coworkers. Grab those people you don't like. Don't forget your notebook, your iPad, your laptop, whatever you need to take notes. Time to lock in, y'all. Let's get to work. See you in a minute. Hey, listen, thank you for joining the show today. Don't forget to follow the show page and my personal page. The show page is 22 underscore podcast. That is 22 underscore podcast on Instagram. And my personal page at Alex J underscore live. That is Alex J underscore live. Please don't forget the 22 podcast has merch. That's on 22apparel.threadless.com. That is 22apparel.threadless.com. See you soon. Well, good afternoon. Happy Tuesday and welcome to today's 2-2 podcast episode. First and foremost, thank you for your support of last week's episode. It's Out of My Hands was one of those episodes that needed to be discussed, and we needed to talk about letting things go. When we are pressed, it's hard to press forward into what we are called to be without letting go of some things that need that we've held on to that shouldn't still be there. And so again, I appreciate all of you that have listened to that episode. And if you have not listened to last Tuesday's episode, I absolutely, grade A, encourage you to listen to that episode and pass it along to somebody who is also dealing with that same pain of not being able to let go of a past rejection, a past hurt. So again, thank you for your support of this, for that episode. Also, thank you for your support of this series. It has turned into something I didn't expect it to turn into. It was supposed to be about goal setting, pressing forward into the purpose, even in the midst of this pandemic. I thought it was going to be just about that, and it turned into more than that. And I'm so grateful for that sudden change. Sometimes we have to be willing to adapt to a sudden change. So again, thank you for your support of this show. Thank you for support of this series. Thank you for your support of last week's episode. Hey, we hit a milestone. We are officially at 4,400 total plays of the 2-2 podcast. Listen, y'all, I cannot thank you all enough for your support of this show. It means so much to me to get up week after week after week to just, you know, speak to somebody's situation. And so again, thank you for your support. Hey, can you believe that we are three episodes away from wrapping up season 2 of the 2-2 podcast? It has been a milestone season. It has been a season that has been absolutely eye-opening, revealing, freeing, joyous. It's been great. And so again, I can't thank you enough for your support of this show and everything that is involved or connected to it. So again, hey, like I said, 3 more episodes until the end of this season. And then we're going to take a little break. And in season 3, we're jumping right into it. And season 3 is going to be off the chain. I mean, out the gate, off the chain. You are not going to want to miss a moment of it. So again, thank you. Hey, if this is your first time in a long time, welcome and welcome back. Hope that in these next few moments, I speak to your storm, speak to your struggle, speak to your situation. I strive to be 3 things on the 2-2 podcast and in my life. And that is authentic, transparent, and informal. And I pray that within those 3 pillars of this show in my life, that I encourage you to unleash your faith, to unleash your fire, unleash your focus, to have courage, to be brave enough to break any chains, to overcome any addiction, overcome any fear, to be everything that you've been called to be. And so again, if this is your first time, or your first time in a long time, welcome and welcome back. All right, so today we want to talk about a couple of things. We're talking about desire and promise. Desire and promise. If you follow all the social media platforms of this show and also my personal pages, and you will get those tags at the end of the show, I asked a question of you. And that question was, what have you promised yourself in this season? What have you promised yourself that you would do? And I know you're sitting here thinking, promise. We talking about that person that broke a promise, that said they promised they would do something. They promised that they would change. They promised that they would do better. They promised that they would be more faithful. They promised that they would be more supportive. And I know y'all are thinking about singing that beginning line of that 3LW song. That's it. That says, I'm getting real tired of your broken promises. I understand y'all want to sing that. I know you want to sing. I know you want to hit that person up to listen. Tell them to listen to this show so they don't break a promise to you ever again. No, we're not talking about them. We're talking about when you break your own promise to yourself. Have you ever sang those lines to yourself that you're getting real tired of your broken promises? Not your boyfriend, not your significant other, not your friend, not your job. No, we're talking about the promises that you break, that you set for yourself, that you spoke for yourself. You spoke these into existence. You promised yourself these. What have you promised yourself in this season? Let's go even further. Let's go back further to be exact. What have you promised yourself in the last year that you haven't done yet? And I know it's been a pandemic. I know things have been on hold. I know that it's been a situation where there's been fear and uncertainty. I know. But I want to know again, what have you promised yourself in the last year that you've put on the back burner? Let's go back even further. What have you promised yourself in the last 2 years, the last 5 years, the last 10 years that you put on the back burner, that you put on the top shelf to collect dust? And maybe you didn't pursue that promise out of fear. Maybe you didn't pursue that promise because of doubt. Maybe you didn't pursue that promise because of procrastination. I don't know why you didn't pursue the promise that you placed, that you spoke upon yourself, that you promised yourself. I don't know why you didn't pursue that. But I believe now is a season that every promise that you promised yourself, it's time to jump on it. It's time to no longer just promise, but deliver. My mentor always said something. And he put this in his book entitled Boys Won't Be Boys. And he talked about under-promising and over-delivering. We have to get to the point that we no longer just promise ourselves that we'll do a thing. That we deliver on the promise that would do something. I know there are people around you that don't believe in the promise, that don't believe in the vision that you have for your life. I know there are people that won't buy in. They receive. They're receptive. Aha. They see the vision that you've written. They see it. They see it. But there's without the buy-in process. See, you can write a vision for people. You can make it plain. You can tell them the vision. But there are some people that will see a thing and never buy in. I know you're dealing with people that you give a vision to and they won't buy into it. I know you're dealing with the pain of being alone in this journey. I know for a fact, I understand the pain of having a promise placed on your life and having to deal with the rejection and the hate and the vitriol. I tell you, who can attest to that as well? We all know the story of Joseph and the coat of many colors. He was a dreamer. He had a promise on his life, but he had to deal with some siblings that were jealous of him, and they wanted to kill him at first. But they decided, no, we're going to throw him in a pit. And even in the midst of being in the pit, he remembered the promise. And even in the midst of being sold into slavery, he remembered promise. Even in the midst of being seduced by Potiphar's wife, he remembered the promise. Even in the midst of being falsely accused of doing something that he didn't, he remembered the promise. The promise. He remembered the promise on his life. He remembered what he was called to be. Even in the midst of the circumstances, he remembered promise on his life. So many times when a circumstance happens in our life, when people don't understand why we stay up so late at night working on something, and we stay and we work, and that's all we think about, that's all we talk about, and that's all we do, even in the midst of people not being understanding it, sometimes we forget the promise. Based on the circumstances that are placed in front of us, because we have obstacles placed in front of us, it causes us to go, I got all this going on in my life. I don't know how I can do this. I don't know how I'll do this. I don't know how I can keep going. We forget the promise based on the obstacles that are placed in front of us, or based on stagnation. But there's a period and point in your life where you have to say, enough is enough. I will not. I refuse to forget the promise that's on my life. I refuse to sit here and let the promise go to waste. The promise. Joseph never forgot the promise. The promise was the palace. Promise was the palace. What have you promised yourself? What is a promise? What is the promise and the purpose that has been placed on your life? Well, we can't talk about promise without talking about what promise means. We cannot talk about promise without talking about what the word promise means. Promise is defined in several ways, and you guys know me. Y'all know I like defining terms. You know, I like figuring out the root words and the meanings of words. And so, this is what the word promise means in several ways. The first definition is a declaration or assurance that one will do a particular thing, or that a particular thing will happen. A declaration a decision. We talked about a decision. What are you declaring in this season? I declare, and I'm promising myself, to never let what other people say sway what I do and sway me away and push me away from the promise on my life. It's a declaration. What are you declaring in this season? I know people don't understand. I know it's slow go, but slow go is better than no go. And I refuse to let every promise on my life, and I hope you're speaking this for yourself as you listen to this show. And if you're not, start speaking it to yourself, that you refuse to let the promise on your life go to waste, to fall to the wayside, to be halted because of an obstacle. I will not sit here and allow my promise to be pushed away. Talk to me, somebody. I know there's somebody right now at this very moment that is saying, I hear what you're saying. I get it. I understand. I get what you're saying. But you don't know what I'm going through at the moment. You don't know why I had to stop this. I understand that there's somebody that feels that way right now. But I'm letting you know that you haven't gotten this far to be left by the ways, to be left on the side of the road. You haven't gotten this far. There's a promise on your life. You cannot give up. Yes, you're going to be tired sometimes. Yes, you'll be weary sometimes. Yes, there's going to be some crazy situations that happen in your, that happen to you. But there's a promise. Yes, people will walk away. Yes, people will doubt it. Yes, people won't buy into the promise. But I promise you in this very moment to never let go of the promise. There's a declaration for your life. What will you declare in this season? It's the promise on my life. I hope you're speaking that to yourself in this moment. There's a declaration, a promise. Ah, here's another word for promise. It's an assurance. I assure you. I assure you that I'm going to get this accomplished. You know, another way of saying, I promise, and I should have named it this, bet. You ever heard somebody say you ever had somebody tell you something that you'd say that you wouldn't do something, and all you said to them was, bet. And all bet means is I promise I'm gonna get it done. It's gonna happen. Bet I become what I better become everything that I've desired, that I desire to be. Better become everything that I've been designed. Bet I become everything I've got that God has created. Bet. Sometimes in the midst of doubt, in the midst of the hate, in the midst of all that has been, all the words, the negative words that have been placed on your life. Sometimes in the face of that, you have to get bold and say, bet. Bet I do it. Bet I get healed. Bet I get set free. Bet I get out of this situation. Bet I graduate from college. I know they said that nobody else in my family has ever graduated college. I understand that, but I bet I do it first. I bet this happens. It's an assurance. A promise is an assurance that it'll get done. It's an assurance. As we talk about assurance, I think something that comes to my mind is a quote from Denzel Washington. He was talking to a theater troupe, and he was speaking into their lives, and he said this to them, that true desire in the heart for anything good is God's proof to you, sent beforehand to indicate that it's yours already. I'll say that again for somebody that needs to hear that and put in place, that needs that in their lives, their life again. That true desire in the heart for anything good is God's proof to you, sent beforehand to indicate that it's yours already. It's an assurance that it's going to get done. It's an assurance that it's going to come to pass. It will come to pass. There's a song that Hezekiah Walker wrote. Every promise, every truth, every word that's been spoken to you, it shall come to pass. It will. I know somebody needs to hear that part again. Every promise, every truth, every word that has been spoken to you, every promise, every affirmation, every prayer for you, everything, every good word that has been spoken to you, it shall come to pass. True desire in the heart regarding anything, any goal that you have, any promise on your life, is God's proof to you to indicate that it's yours already. It shall come to pass. Desire and promise. As we go even further into what promise is, I love this definition of it. It's an indication that something specified is expected or likely to occur. An indication that something specified is expected or likely to occur. True desire in the heart. It's God's proof to you, sent beforehand to indicate that it's yours already. It's going to happen. It's getting ready to happen. I may not see it right now, but it's getting ready. I feel it. I'm like Phil Collins. I can feel it coming in the air. I may not see it right now. Even though I can't see it, I know God's working, because there's a promise. I know I can't see it. He's working. He never stops working. I need somebody to know that's filled with doubt, that there's a promise in your life. There's somebody that wants to give up in this moment. There's something on your life you cannot give up. You've come too far to give up. It's an indication. It's proof that something specified is expected or likely to happen. Is there something that you're so close to that you can feel it? You can feel it. You can't see it right now. You don't know what it is, but you can feel it. And sometimes we get that feeling. Here it is. You ready? We get that feeling in a time where we're being attacked, where it seems like all the things that we're doing are failing, that all where all the things that where all the things that we're doing, it just seems like everything's not going right. People are leaving left or right. People switch up on us. Things are slow. Feels like we're obstacle after obstacle after obstacle is being placed in front of us. Yeah. And I heard somebody say this. You only know how blessed you are and how close you are to a blessing and to a breakthrough based on how much hell you're facing at that moment. I got to be close to something. There's got to be something better than this coming down the pipeline. Because all of the hell that I'm going through at this moment can be an indicator that when you come out of this issue, when you come out of this situation, that you're going to come out better than you were before. There's a blessing in this. I know it's hard to see a blessing in the middle of a battle. I know it's hard to see the end goal in the middle of a struggle, but I encourage you to keep on fighting. It's a promise in your life, and you cannot let go. I refuse to let go in this season of the promise on my life. But we can't talk about promise without talking about desire. Desire. What is desire? Desire is defined two ways. It's defined as a strong feeling of wanting to have something or wishing for something to happen. It's also defined as a strong wish or want. A strong wish or want. I want to ask you right now, what do you want? What do you want? If it's healing, go for it. If it's freedom from something, go for it. Go get it. If it's to get away from people who don't serve a purpose in your life, but to be negative and disrespectful, encourage you to stop and encourage you to quit. Go for it. Go get it. This is a go get it season. It is a want. Desire is wanting it. I want this bad. I want this thing bad. And brick by brick, by brick, by brick, I'm going to do everything that I possibly can to become everything that I've been created to be. One of the things that me and some fellow coaches talk about is brick by brick. We talk about what we want our program to be. We talk about what we want it to look like in the future. We want to talk about where we are now. We don't harp on where we are now. We know it's a start. We're still at a building phase. We know we're not where we want to be at the moment. We know where we are. However, we don't harp on those things. We talk about what we talk about our needs, but we don't harp on them because we know what we need and we know what we have to do. And so we brought up three words this year, this season, brick by brick. We want to be great. We will be great. But we will have to be willing to cultivate that promise, to cultivate that vision, to cultivate that desire that passion to become everything that we've been designed to be, not only as coaches, but as people of great character, to be great men, to be great coaches, to be great leaders. That is what we desire to be, to help cultivate and help build and produce great leaders, not only on the basketball court, but in the world, period. What are you striving to be? What do you desire to be? What is that want? What is your want in life? What is your want in life? I think about every little thing in my life that I want to be. I think about it daily. I think about it nightly. It's what drives me. It's what pushes me. I'm reminded of the promise that God has placed on my life. And never give up on the promise that has been placed on your life. I know you have people around you that don't care whether you sink or swim. I know you have people around you that see you struggle and won't encourage you. I understand. I've been there before, and in some ways I'm still there. But you can't give up. I encourage you, as you go into your midweek, to unleash passion, to unearth your desire, to dust off the promise that's been placed on your life. You can't give up now. You've come too far from where you started from. Nobody told you the road would be easy, but I don't believe we've been brought this far to be left by the wayside, to fall to the wayside, to be left on the road, to be stopped, to be halted. Again, I ask as we wrap up this episode, what have you promised yourself in this season? And what do you want going into the future?